framing a focus on the family. The family is a grouping of individuals traditionally defined to include the legally married heterosexual man and woman, and their children, i.e. the nuclear family. As a unit, it is considered to be the most basic unit of contemporary society. Although the basic system in many societies, the family is by no means simple in nature. The complexity of the family is impacted by its members, the social system it functions within, community, religious and cultural influences, and patriarchy, as well as the systems and processes present in varied contexts. As a primary group in human society, the protection of the family has been raised in recent years in international forums as an issue which requires addressing, as it is perceived to be coming under attack. Its protection has been raised on the grounds that such efforts ensure the well-being of individuals, especially dependents, and to maintain its cultural dominance in society, by cultures, religions, societies, as well as by governments, through United Nations UN treaties, conventions, and by civil society. These intentions are not as simple as they seem, and more recently these efforts have intensified in the face of growing conservatism and religious extremism. The terms family and families are used here to refer to all forms of family, recognizing that multiple forms exist. Note reference 1. These are based on choices and/or circumstances of individuals, and some forms ensure a full realization of human rights, including their sexual and reproductive health and rights SRHR, while others limit rights. This approach acknowledges and respects the diversity of the family and the varied forms of family that exist in our societies, perhaps more so in the present. On the other hand, the term traditional family refers to the traditional nuclear and gender-conforming unit comprising a heterosexual man and woman, who are legally married and living with their biological children with/without extended family such as elderly parents. While at the onset, the protection of the family might appear to be a noble, unquestionable cause, closer examination of such calls for protection shows that it can be detrimental to human rights, especially that of the most vulnerable, including women and girls and their SRHR. The broad call for the protection of the family, i.e. the traditional family, has been raised in spaces such as the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, amongst others, by state parties who have tabled and passed a series of resolutions over the past years. Note reference 2. These efforts denounce the existence of multiple forms of family and the recognition and fulfillment of individual rights. It ignores the existence of oppression and harmful practices and their impact on women and girls that takes place within a family sphere. It ignores that a family is not always a safe space. It does not recognize human rights violations that are caused and justified within the family, and the existence of legal processes, laws and policies that encourage such violations. These result in under-reporting or lack of reporting by victims, often due to the fear of further violations such as domestic violence, limited service provision and unaccountability of perpetrators. It removes culpability and accountability from states towards all its citizens, especially the most vulnerable. Women and girls, throughout their life cycle, are denied control. Page 6. And decision-making power over their bodies and lives. They are coerced and controlled into abiding by rules that are devised and put into effect by others, usually male members, usually regarded as the unquestionable heads of the family unit, who are handed such power as a result of patriarchy and patriarchal forms of oppression within the family. Elevating the traditional family and recognizing it to be the only form of family in society in need of protection makes explicit that other forms of families do not exist, are unaccepted, and have no place in social systems. This goes against the reality and the existence of multiple forms of family across the globe, as well as individual choice. For individuals, this stance also hides human rights abuses within the family, diminishes their ability to make choices and exercise their decision-making power, while inhibiting a range of rights that are enshrined in human rights law and agreements. Additionally, non-recognition prevents realization of SRHR, particularly rights on sexuality, sexual diversity and orientation, partner selection, reproduction amongst others, and implies granting of authority of control over these individual rights to specific actors within the unit. This thematic paper attempts to add to the discourse on the family with a focus on achieving SRHR. Firstly, it presents an overview of the issues that are related to discourses surrounding the family, particularly focusing on women and girls, in terms of their individual rights, the diverse forms of family, and how some individuals within a family can have their rights violated, withheld and/or limited throughout their life cycle. In doing so, the paper examines FRHR, illustrating how these rights can be the most violated within a family, and are justified by religion, culture and patriarchy. Secondly, it discusses attempts to use notions of the traditional family in order to limit human rights and spaces, particularly within the Human Rights Council, in the recent past. Thirdly, it provides recommendations for greater consciousness of efforts to limit human rights and the work of human rights defenders by citing the protection of the traditional family. This includes identifying opportunities for greater collaboration and engagement on the related issues as a means of greater assurances of FRHR. The thematic paper draws on secondary sources that analyze family systems and structures, and rights violations including FRHR. It provides examples of efforts to ensure the traditional family is protected through narrow policy processes and state support. It also uses national research that was undertaken by the Asian Pacific Resource and Research Center for Women ARRL and national partners to illustrate and provide examples in relation to the broader topic. Note reference 3, page 7.